Thank you.
I'm Andrew Connolly, resident of Bristol, New Hampshire, and a representative of the Windwatch Group, as well as a trustee of the Newfound Lake Region Association. I also happen to be a captain of the Newfound Lake Region Association's Eco Tours, and last summer, when we first saw the towers going up off of Tenney Mountain, I wasn't aware, and probably my own fault, that I could have found something somewhere about these towers going up, but I wasn't aware of them. So people were asking me on the tours, what are these? And I said, well, you know, my first thought was a cell tower, but then I said, I looked at it, and as the base of the tower got a little higher the next round, I said, it looks like it's probably the base of a wind turbine, which of course it was. And then I did a little research on it and found out that there were 24 megawatt towers going in, or 24 megawatt group of towers. I believe that was, or no, 48 megawatts, 24 towers, that was it. But anyway, that the power was not, people would ask me, is the power going to be used locally? And I said, turns out no. It's bought by NSTAR and going to be using to power homes, probably in the Dorchester, Mass area. Most people said that's a shame, it's, you know, it'd be nice if the power generated here was being used here. And I said, correct, but it isn't the case. Anyway, the point that I bring up is that with the Newfound Lake area, it's been talked about before as being one of the most beautiful lakes in the country. I think the USA Today poll ranked number 15. It is pristine, and it is a great spot. It brings a lot of tourism to the area, and the towns thrive partly because of the tourism in the area. We've heard many people talk about the impact on tourism, and I do think that that would be a case. I think that we need to look at, as far as House Bill 580 and 484, both related, I think a moratorium makes sense. I do think that too much has happened too fast without enough positive thinking on it. It's a good idea, renewable energy, and I am in favor of renewable energy, but correctly used, correctly developed. And I would like to see a comprehensive energy plan put back together. Looking forward, the one from 2002 is basically sort of outdated. Go back at that, fill in where it needs to be filled in, look at what needs to be done going forward that makes sense, and not endanger our natural resources in the interim. Back to just one thing on Newfound Lake, with all the development that goes in with the blasting, et cetera, there's a 63,000-acre watershed for that 4,000-plus-acre lake. And everything, as we know, flows downhill. So everything that's being developed, the thousand-year-old mountains that get leveled in spots, the ridge lines, all of that eventually works its way through the streams and other systems down into the lake. And we do have a concern that the amount of residue that will ultimately end up in the lake will slowly but surely impact the water clarity that we're so proud of. I thank you all for taking the time to listen to all of us today. I appreciate what you're doing, and the fact that you're all still awake, I appreciate that too. Thank you.
Thank you.